Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. From the words of Christ, anyone who does not receive the Eucharist has no life. My friends, we celebrate today Corpus Christi. We celebrate the first set of Christians to receive the Eucharist at the hands of the apostles after Pentecost. And that is why we're celebrating the first Holy Communion of our children on the same day. I want to tell you all so many things, but I'm conscious we have children in the church. I am trying to reframe my mind. You know how we dress up to go eat when we want to celebrate? How we dress so beautifully just to go to a restaurant to eat, right? But when it is time to come to church, we just come anyhow, don't we? And it provokes the question in my heart, do we really believe that Jesus is present in the church, really and truly, like he says, in the Eucharist? In every Catholic church, we have the tabernacle. But what is our attitude of faith to the words of Christ himself? This is my body and this is my blood. If the Eucharist is truly Jesus, shouldn't we be rushing to church every day? But is that the case? Sometimes we pass by the church over 10 times a day. We won't come inside to say hello to Jesus. I know we've been staying home. But during the week, why don't you come to pray, to do your adoration or talk to Jesus? If you believe he is present in the church is heaven on earth. That has always been our faith. But our attitude suggests that we don't believe. We come into church sometimes, you know, we just come in anyhow. We're not conscious that God is present. And this is why we have so many problems today. We don't take faith in the Eucharist seriously anymore. In fact, half the church doesn't seem to believe in the real presence anymore, that Jesus is really here. I say that by our attitude. Coming to Mass is one thing. Showing reverence to the Eucharist is a different thing. This is how God planned it. In the first reading, you hear of Moses talking to the Israelites that God made them hungry so he would feed them with manna. Manna was a special kind of food that came down from the heavens every day to feed the Israelites for 40 years. As soon as they stepped into the promised land, it stopped. Because of the love of Christ for us, the night before he suffered, when he was having the Passover meal with his friends, he took bread. The night before he suffered, toward the end of the meal, he took bread. He assumed a luminosity that was glorious that evening. He blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them and said, "This is my body." Hic est enim corpus meum in Latin. This is my body. Not it is a sacrament of my body. Not a symbol of my body. This is my body. He did not equivocate. He did not prevaricate. He did not tergiversate. He did not mince words. This is my body. Then he took the cup filled with wine, gave thanks, and said to his friends, "This is the new covenant in my blood," fulfilling what Jeremiah had prophesied in Jeremiah 31:31. "The days are coming when I shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will not write my law on tablets of stones anymore. I will write my law on your hearts." And God does that every Sunday, every day at every Mass. "Take and drink," he said. Then he said, "Do this in memory of me." We should do it every day, 200 times a day, fulfilling his command. "Do this in memory of me." How seriously do you take the command of the Lord? before the pandemic, how often did you go to church? Do you hear what Jesus said? If you don't eat the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life, you're dead. You may be physically alive, but you're practically dead. How come we go to grocery stores more often than we go to church? What has happened to us? What has happened to our faith? It is because we are not frequent at the Eucharistic table. We've had all kinds of sicknesses and afflictions and problems. Even the present problem in the country, even all the unrest. The one who has the power to stop it is Jesus. How many of us will come to church even privately to ask him for help? We will sit glued to television all day, that cursed object. But we will not read the scripture, we will not come to him. I imagine judgment will be very simple, my friends, very, very simple. I loved you in creating you. I loved you when I hung upon the cross. I loved you by remaining in every tabernacle, in every church. How often did you come to see me? What will you say? What will you say? What excuse will you give? I want to remind you today, my friends, of the centrality of the Most Holy Eucharist. It fulfills the Father's plan. God created us for one purpose, to elevate us, to participate in the divine life, to share his life with us. That plan was ruptured by sin and restored in Christ when he hung upon the cross. But each time we receive the Eucharist, God's life is given to us directly. So the reception of the Most Holy Eucharist fulfills the Father's plan because it brings about the birth of the divine life in our souls. The soul has to be fed, my friends. The soul is the foundation of every human virtue, if you like. Ability to know, ability to love, to believe, to will, and to choose. When you eat, you feed your body. But the Eucharist feeds your soul and empowers it to do good. The foundation of virtue is in the soul, and the Eucharist feeds you. And that is why it is present, it is ready, it is abundant, it is available. Just like Israel marching to the promised land, the church is marching to heaven. The food that strengthens us is the Eucharist. To deny yourself of that help from heaven is to be dead. Wake up from sleep. The world is where it is because faith has declined, love has been corrupted, and there is so much confusion. The forces that fight our country today are not just fighting our country, they're fighting against light, against truth and goodness and beauty. We are just at the very center of it. If you have ever lived your faith, this is the time to live it. If you have ever been convinced about anything in Christ, this is the time to show it. Don't show it to me. You need to show it to him. If there is any time to be serious, because every individual faith, every individual prayer is going to lead to the victory of Christ over evil. But if we do nothing, we just think this is just chance. Well, let's just see. Let's find some food to eat, something to drink. If that is all we think about, then I am sorry for you. What is happening today implicates all of us. And the food that will strengthen you to fight and win is the Eucharist, this table. Because it is Christ himself that comes to you. With that strength, we cry to him, and he will give us victory. But if we do nothing, then Jesus cannot do anything either. I can tell you so many miracles that have occurred during the celebration of the Eucharist just to strengthen your faith, but for purposes of First Communion today, perhaps I shouldn't go in that direction. But I want to remind you that this is really Jesus. And when the priest consecrates the bread and wine, it is really heaven coming down to us. It is God reaching out to his children to nourish us, to strengthen us. It is the best medicine in all history. It is a pledge and the promise that Jesus made to us. I am with you always. It is the fulfillment of the eternal plan of the Father that the divine life of God will be given to us. At every Mass, we are elevated. No angel has been given the grace to receive the sacrament, but we are. Angels are not even allowed to touch the Eucharist, but priests are allowed. We do not seem to know the treasure we have in the most holy sacrament. All I am doing is just to remind you of something you should know. Your attitude to the Eucharist is going to determine your judgment on the last day. Take my word for it. The Lord will not ask you about your sins. He will ask you about how you loved him when he was a prisoner every day in church and you never came. I want you to think about it seriously. Okay, I'll let you all relax.
Children, before we advance you to the sacrament, the most holy body and blood of Christ, you need to pass a quiz. Are you all ready? All right. What is the difference between the bread you eat at home and the one the priest or the deacon will give to you today at Mass? Yes? Yes? Sorry. Go ahead. There were two hands. After you heard, go ahead. Yes, first. The one that we give to you is consecrated. Very good, very good, very good. All right, baby, add to what she just said. There's something, I'll score both of you 98. I won't give you 100. It is not just because it is consecrated. What is it or who is it? That's the answer I'm looking for. Did you know that answer, sweetheart? So, the bread that is consecrated in church is Jesus. It is truly his body and his blood. And that is what you're about to receive today. Isn't that wonderful? How do you all feel about this day? What do you feel? Tell me. You're happy. Show me how happy you are. He's smiling. Who feels any other sentiment? You're happy. I'm glad. Who feels? Now, did you all pray to Jesus this morning like I told you to yesterday? What did you ask him for? All of you are going to answer this question. Did you pray this morning to Jesus? To get blessed. Okay, good. I hope he blesses you. And you, what did you ask for? To have a good first communion. What of you, young man? Did you ask for anything? The same thing. All right, darling, what did you ask Jesus this morning in your prayer? That you will to help you with this moment. Wonderful. It is remarkable to see how children's minds operate. All right, son, it's your turn. What did you ask for? I didn't hear it, sorry. A good Holy Communion. Okay, so you have. It's good so far, right? The whole family is here. It must be good. All right. Are you still nervous today? You were smiling beautifully. All right. So what did you ask Jesus for? To help you make a good Holy Communion. And you, darling, what did you ask for? Good Holy Communion. All right, all right. Linton, the fourth or the fifth? What did you ask Jesus today? To be blessed for this Holy Communion. Good. And you, son, what did you ask for? You didn't ask for anything? I told you all yesterday at the retreat to pray this morning and ask Jesus for something. So what did you ask him for? You can ask him right now. You did? He said, when you got here, you spoke to Jesus. All right, son, I'll leave you alone, you and Jesus. And what did you ask him for? To be blessed forever and ever. Can someone say amen? Very good. Everything you have asked for will be granted to you, but I will ask for something else. I'll ask that the Lord gives you a gift, that when you receive him, the joy of this day will remain in your hearts forever, that you will always be united to the Eucharistic Jesus, that through you and this celebration, Jesus will renew the entire church. God bless you all. Congratulations. Let's give them a round of applause. Let's rise for the creed.